consistent self-improvement, everybody. I am Classic Carpenter, music producer and entrepreneur and vocal cellist. And you are watching American Gypsy YouTube channel and listening to American Gypsy podcast. Today we got special guest musician Sergio Snow with us today, and he's going to tell a little bit about himself. Go ahead.
Hey, my name is Sergio Snow. I'm a singer-songwriter from Benin Republic. I moved here to the United States to chase my dream. And here we are today to give you some good vibes.
So, to fill you guys in, me and Sergio met down where I street perform at Figgin 7. But we're going to kind of, you know, rewind his story a little bit and kind of just find out a little bit more about him. So, thank you for watching. Make sure you comment, subscribe before we get into it. We're also going to build a little bit on the music side. We got a song we're sitting here working with. But that's just a little bit of it until we get into it. So here we go. Sergio, where are you from again? Tell us.
Yeah, I'm from Benin Republic, West Africa. It's like a very nice country, a small country. But yeah, that's where I'm from. That's where I started dreaming about what I was going to be. First,
you can look this way. Yeah.
First, I wanted to be a soccer player, a professional soccer player, but it didn't work out well. So, and then I had to drop out of college because of some issues. And at that time, I didn't know that it was like a blessing is in disguise.
Okay. So that's when you got into music?
Yeah, that's how I got into
music. So when, what, at least, you know, what year, around the year, when, you know, did you get into music or just commit all the way to it?
Yeah, I started doing music like 5 years ago, 2015. But before that, I had a friend who recommended that I do music because I was struggling entrepreneurial-wise, if I can say that.
Yeah, entrepreneurial-wise.
I was struggling. So he suggested that I go into music because he realized that I could do something really good.
Music-wise. He knew that you could sing, songwrite, or he just knew that you could probably hustle music, or you had the ambition that went along with it.
No, I didn't really have the ambition at that moment. I would just start singing when I went to his house.
Okay.
Yeah, when we met up with other friends, yeah, I would just start singing. So he realized that I could do something with that.
Okay, so even like you say, you started going to his house, I guess to wind it back a little bit further from where you're from. What is it like growing up in Benin, Africa?
It was cool. The thing is that...
What is the culture like?
The culture is pretty nice. There's a lot of differences. It's like a mix of a lot of different... cultures,
okay,
like in the same country.
Because a lot of people, like even myself, I didn't know anything about Benin, Africa, as far as, you know, as American. But what are like some of the what are the languages that is spoken there?
Oh, we have a lot of languages over there. Like me personally, I can speak from 4 to 6 languages from my country.
What are some of the languages?
Beside French and English. Yeah.
So,
the other languages are like Mina, Hula, Huida, Tofin. Yeah. Things like that.
Okay. And what other neighboring places speak the same, just a few of those languages besides, you know, English and...
Yeah,
French or...
beside English and French, we have Mina that Togo and Ghana share with us.
Okay.
So yeah, and beside MENA, we also have Yoruba that we share with Nigeria.
Okay. So do you write your songs in multiple languages or just mainly one at the moment?
For a moment, I only write in English.
Okay.
A lot of people don't really understand that, because I grew up somewhere like people don't really speak English.
Yeah.
I grew up in Benin. Benin is like a French country. So the main language in my country is French. So people don't understand how it comes that I only write my songs in English. But there is a real reason.
What's that?
I grew up in the part of the city where we had a lot of Nigerian people. So at that time, in the neighborhood, they only played like American songs, English songs, like Bob Marley, Michael Bublé, Michael Bolton, Elton John, yeah.
Okay.
So that's how I got the English vibe. Yeah, that's where I got it from.
The major pop stars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
So that's where what basically birthed your Nigerians listening to pop music.
Yeah, of course. So that's how it happened. People don't always understand, but when they'll be listening to this, maybe they will understand.
So when did you decide to come to America?
When I first started, like in 2015, writing my songs, I knew at some point that it would be difficult for me to succeed in my country, because when I started, I wasn't getting the attention that I wanted. So I went to several singing contests, and back in 2016, I was on MTN Star, a music contest in my country, and it turned out to be good. I was among the finalists.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I met someone on internet who actually helped me get here.
Okay.
So even before I met the person, I knew I had to move somewhere that my art, my music can get the attention that it needs to blow up. Yeah.
So never thought about like London or anything like that.
No. Oh, of course. I thought, no, I understand. But yeah, I really thought about London or Australia.
Okay.
Yeah. Australia, London.
See, United, I didn't think about United Australia, States. Even just for the place that's probably big on music or having a big music career.
Mm-hmm. I said Australia because I have some influence over there.
Okay.
Like Sia.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Sia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. So, what was your journey like preparing basically, you're leaving your home and you're coming to America. What was that like? Just your first time.
Yeah, first it was like a little bit difficult, because you know, when you spend your whole life with your siblings and your friends, and at a certain point you have to move to somewhere that you know that they won't necessarily be following you to that place. It's difficult because of the attachment that you have, all the thing that you have shared with those people. I would not say that it will never be the same again, but yeah, sometimes it's just hard to know that they will not be like right next to you. But I guess with the internet, they're always near me.
Right.
So yeah, it was difficult, but I knew I had to do it.
So just kind of walk us through the story, your story from like when you got your ticket and what happened.
When I got my ticket, let's talk about the visa, because at some point, you know, it's difficult to really get a visa to the U.S.
Yeah.
So when I went to the interview, it went pretty well. And then while I was waiting, man, I felt like my heart would like explode inside of me because of the wait. Because I've been waiting for a whole year to get that visa. And then back in December 2018, I went to the U.S. Embassy in my country, and the day I got that visa, I was like, this is it. We're going to make it. I was quite happy. Very happy when I got the visa. And then immediately I got the plane ticket. I got some help from people who wanted to help, and here I am.
So your flight, how long was your flight?
It was like 17 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, that was on January 19th, 2019.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your first stop when you landed in America?
It was like, here in Los Angeles, LAX. And then I had to take a road trip to San Diego because...
So what's going through your mind at that time? I mean, you've landed.
At that time, I felt like, that was my second time landing with a plane other than my country, like somewhere else. I felt like I was a kind of light landing among the stars because of all the lights, like the lights around the city. When you're up there and you're staring at it, you're looking at it, it's like stars on the ground, you know. I felt like I was landing among the stars. It was a great feeling though. So yeah.
So to San Diego and then?
Yeah, to San Diego because I didn't first have a place here in Los Angeles. So I had to go to San Diego with a friend. So we spent like a week over there, and then we had to move to Ontario, California, where I spent 4 months.
Okay.
4 months trying to build some, contact and,
just even getting to know the new land that you're in.
Yeah.
So when did you make it to L.A.? As far as back to L.A., to this moment, closer to this, what you're doing now.
Can you repeat that one more time,
please? As far as when did you move to L.A.?
I moved to L.A. like 5-6 months ago. It was like on October the 1st, 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when I moved here.
So what's your relationship like with L.A.?
Oh, it's... I feel like it's the place where I had to be in the first place. Yeah, I would have known the ropes or everything about it, and this is the place I would have come in the first place, not Ontario. Now, I'm not saying that being in Ontario wouldn't have helped me, but here I feel like I can meet the people that I really need to
close
my
to
career.
The industry.
Yeah, close to the industry, exactly.
Yeah. So, your first living spot here, what was that like?
That was down 93rd Street and Figueroa, and yeah, I was living with some good people. The thing is that, you know, not all the people are like nice, because
is that in LA general or just the world? No, I'm just like, yeah, no, as far as, yeah.
The question you just asked, if it's just LA or the world in general, I'm going to tell you, it's not just in LA. I've been in South Africa, Joburg, and it's been the same. But I guess, like, it's the society. So I won't complain about it.
Right.
Right now, it is what it is, and we can only like pray for it to get better.
So that's where you kind of swing it to the music side, to where that's where you look to spread a little positivity.
Yeah.
From the
exactly, because I feel like some
because a lot of people aren't that optimistic about even just some of the things and that they experience with LA. So even from that musician mindset and understanding how to kind of swing a negative into more of a comparison of different places.
Yeah.
You get to still be grateful for LA.
Yeah, I still be grateful. Because, you know, a lot of people want to be here, but they're not here, and I'm here. So I can only thank God and be grateful for what I have. Because what I have is plenty.
So, what kind of music connections have you accomplished since you've been here?
Music connection, since I've been here, you have been the first, you are the first person.
So go ahead and tell them how we met.
Okay, all right. I was like, I was on duty. I mean, I was doing food delivery with Postmate. So it was on 7 and Fig, and you were on your break from playing your cello street performance. And I approached you, I guess, and I asked, are you the guy playing here? And you said yes. And yeah, I was looking for someone to start working with, and you welcomed me with both your arms, and I do appreciate that.
I appreciate that, man. It's some people, even just the perspective, I still wonder what made you walk up to me, because it's the different view that some, as far as foreigners have, when they come, they see me, and it's a certain view that they see. And then it's certain people that's locals that they probably think I'm homeless. But it's like, it's amazing how certain people, I guess energy is everything, can kind of feel that. And you felt like, I guess, yeah, it was something to bring to the, I could help you out in any kind of way. And that's how we met.
Yeah.
So energy is everything, you know, and it's been positive, great energy ever since. So today, and if you're just tuning in, I am Classic Carpenter, music producer and vocal cellist and entrepreneur. And today we got with us Mr. Sergio Snow, and he is a
singer-songwriter,
also a guitar player and a keyboard player.
Oh, not really a guitar player.
Well, okay. Yeah. He knows how to play guitar. He's not a guitar player. Yeah. My bad, I'm a musician, so I do understand what he mean by that. He knows how to play guitar. So today what we're working with is a song that I started working, cooking up some vocals on. And we're going to let you guys take a listen to it. I think that kind of hard. Sergio verse and just vibe.
Yep.
Try to make it a masterpiece, something that we enjoy. It's raining outside, we had a new time, so we're kind of channeling rain energy in LA right now. Rain energy. What you know about that? You're gonna see it on YouTube today. Rain energy in LA.
So abundant energy.
Abundant. Because these vocals are abundant. A lot of them is, oh my God, stacking them stack on stacks. But we're going to have some fun. We're going to check back in with you guys later, keep you guys. So what is, okay, let's go back into it. My bad. I didn't touch into the music enough with Mr. Sergio. Real quick, take a little break, come right back. Consistent self-improvement, everybody. I am Classic Carpenter, music producer and vocal cellist and entrepreneur. And welcome back to American Gypsy podcast and YouTube channel. We are continuing up with Mr. Sergio Snow. And to come back to the topic of music, what kind of music do you do?
I do pop music, pop rock, soul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who inspires you the most?
I would say Coldplay. Coldplay, because of the kind of music they do, and the lyric they write.
Okay.
It's like relevant lyrics, and yeah, they're my biggest inspiration.
Okay. So when you write your songs, what what is kind of your creative process, or what is the vibe or the energy or the, you know, what do you need to put you in the right spot to be able to construct a song?
To rap, my songs are, I just like go to my piano or my guitar, and I start playing like chord progressions. And if I feel like, oh, this can be what I need for this kind of situation that I've been through or I'm going through at this moment, so I just go ahead and write to the chord progression. So
you find a vibe first, kind of, and you find your melody first, and then you write your lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But sometimes I just write the story down on paper on my computer, and then I create the melody then.
Okay. So you do the lyrics first sometime, and then do mm-hmm. the melodies. Okay. It's pretty interesting. Who are some of your artists you would like to work with?
Come again, please.
Your favorite artist you'd like to work with?
My favorite.
Whether international or here.
Yeah. I would like to work with people like Ed Sheeran or Coldplay, because yeah, they're part of my big inspirations.
Yeah. Same vibes. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So what's your goal with the music, with what you're doing? What are you really, you know, what's the lifestyle you're looking for? What are you manifesting here? You've come from Africa to LA. You've manifested a lot. What else you're looking to manifest in the time to come?
What I want with my music career is like, I do want tons and tons of people to listen to my music. I mean, worldwide, that's what I want. And I guess that's why I'm here, to make my dreams come true. Because let's say with my first dream, which was to become a professional soccer player, is that to showcase my talent to a big crowd, and yeah, always going places, travel the world and things like that. Oh. Right, so with my music, it's kind of the same thing. I want to play in big stages, big stadiums, such as Wembley Stadium, Royal Albert Hall, Madison Square Garden, yeah, places like that.
Definitely.
So that's what.
So if they threw you on stage like next weekend, you think you'd be ready?
Come again.
If they threw you on stage next week, you think you'd be ready?
That wasn't a question when I said come again. You knew what I meant. Yeah. I definitely think that, I'm ready.
Definitely. And it takes that. You gotta know. And that's why we're here. So, we're moving on to the music. We know a little flavor. We're gonna come back and talk a little bit more once we find that other good thing after the hit, basically, or after the recording. So, see y'all back in a second. American Gypsy, make sure you subscribe, comment, and like, and definitely follow us on all social media platforms. I am Classic Carpenter. Sorry about that. I am Classic Carpenter. KLACCIK_CARPENTA on Instagram and other social media platforms. KLACCIKENT.com, music platform, all links to all new releases, old releases, things like that. So we'll be back in a few. Thank y'all for watching. Continue watching. Enjoy the music.